What's up, y'all? It's your boy Devin, and I'm back with another episode of I Stopped Drinking, So I Started a Podcast. I want to preface this podcast by saying that I don't have kids, right? It's something that we've thought about, something that we've talked about, but it boils down to this. It's not that I don't like kids, because I do. I like engaging with other people's kids. I think kids are a great thing, only if you want them, right? So it's not that I don't like kids. It's just that I'm not quite sure if I want to be a parent. I'm not quite sure if I'm mature enough, stable enough to put another human life ahead of my own. And that might be selfish. It might sound selfish, but for me, for my wife, it's a logical decision. You know, it's something that we've put a lot of thought into, and it's something that we've determined may not be the right fit for us. We like doing what we want. We like going where we want to go, doing what we want to do. And I know that some people will say that you can, you know, you can travel with your kids. You can, you know, take road trips. You can take domestic trips, international trips, whatever you want. But there's always a price to pay. You know, instead of, you know, going out and hitting the town in some foreign country, you're in bed by nine. Instead of going to a tropical island, you know, when you want, you're going to Disney World. Now, with that said, this past week, the U.S. Supreme Court, they ruled that there is no federal protection for abortion in the United States. Now, as I said before, I'm a pro-choice advocate. However, I am not for an archaic outlaw system of abortion, right? I'm not for women aborting, you know, six-month-old fetuses. I'm completely against long-term abortion. That's a child. That's a human life. That baby can be born and it can survive. And if you choose to wait until 6-7 months to abort your child, that's what I call buyer's remorse. And you're a murderer. Plain and simple. And the doctor who performed that abortion is an accessory to that murder. There's also young women out here who think that abortion is a form of contraception. I've known young women in my life, whether personally or through other people, who've had 5, 6, 7, 8 abortions. Some of them at this point have problems conceiving children, because instead of insisting that the man wrap up, instead of making the financial commitment of birth control or even exercising abstinence, they choose to hit the clinic and get it done. That's wrong. Those two scenarios, in my mind, is something that makes abortion a non-issue. It's completely off the table. And if you do that, you should be held responsible for it. Now, if you are a young woman and you get pregnant, a month goes by, I'm late. My period's not coming. You go take your test, you're pregnant, you decide that it's not something for you and you get it handled immediately. For me, that's a responsible form of abortion. A young woman is walking home. It's late. There's some guy stalking her. He catches her. He rapes her. That woman should not be liable for that child. She should not be required by law to take care of that child. And anyone who suggests otherwise is just lost. What they've done is they've created this pro-life stance in their head that can never be circumvented. The life of the child is more important than the life of the mother. I just heard a story of a nurse in Texas, and a woman came in and she was pregnant. However, the fetus has started to grow outside the womb and it needed to be terminated. Her doctor had to call a lawyer, who then proceeded to negotiate with a local judge about the terms of this woman's abortion. 9 hours passed. Nine. And by the time that they had actually seen her again, she had 600 cc's of blood in her abdomen. She was bleeding to death. She nearly died. So, you can't tell me that this decision was rooted in women. Because under no circumstances should that woman have had to wait an hour, let alone nine, for them to terminate a pregnancy that was going to save her life. So ask yourself this. You have me, a person who has very little interest in being a parent, right? And I go out, and as most adults do, we have urges. And I see something nice, and I'm feeling her and she feeling me. And we go back, we have sex, she gets pregnant. Neither one of us want this child. But we are bound by the law to have this child. So we either have two options. We either raise this child in misery, because that's the thing. People want to dress it up and say that, oh, you know, you'll learn to love your child. There are lots of people who don't. And you will probably be surprised to know how many people out here are raising children that they never wanted. They're half loving them. They talk down to them. They mistreat them. You have these children that grow into adults who have never felt the true love of a parent despite having parents. Or two, we hand it off. We go drop the baby at a fire station. It moves on. It could find its way to a great home. It could find its way into the foster care system, where it could be exposed to all type of different traumas. It could be adopted into an environment who, on the outside, it may appear good, well-intentioned. They could be productive people. But once you get inside, they could be shitty people. These options are all on the table, right? Because the best person to raise your child is you. And the best environment for a child is someone, or is an environment where they will be loved and supported unconditionally. So now you have this child who has no real direction in life. His parents are raising him like shit, mistreating him, whatever. But now, what type of support is that child going to look for? What type of camaraderie and love are they going to look for? Because we're all taught. Our parents are the best trainers in the world. They teach us how to eat. They teach us how to carry ourselves. They teach us how to establish boundaries. They teach us how to protect ourselves. They teach us how to manage money, manage relationships, everything. So when a child is raised in an ain't shit environment, they're going to seek stability in some way, shape, or form. That's what gang culture is rooted in. Gang culture is rooted in young people looking for love and support. Gang culture is rooted in impressionable young people with no guidance at home, where predators can take advantage of this lack of parental support. Gang members, they're not going into stable homes because they know that there is a price to pay. There's someone who's going to stand up for that child. There's someone who's going to take that child aside and tell them, this is what I expect of you. And if they don't do what's expected of them, there are consequences. Children deserve better. Of course, if you're a pro-life advocate, you want to be a parent, hands down. When you get pregnant, whether it's 16 or 50, you're going to have that child. And if you come from a pro-life household where that tradition is upheld, even if you do have a child at 16, you have a support system to help you raise that child. You have a mother and a father who are going to be present. You have brothers and sisters who are going to be present. That child is going to be embraced by its inner community and raised with love and responsibility. And that pro-life tradition will be passed down. Now, my stance is not reckless. I don't see a problem with abortion. That's my point. It's not that I feel one way or another. I just don't have any real opinion of it if it's done responsibly. That's a personal decision. And for a lot of people who identify as conservatives who want government to shrink, they don't seem to really have a problem with this overreach. They're happy. They're cheering for it. But a lot of the more rational and logical conservatives, they see what the problem is. This is just creating another means of criminal production. There are a lot of people in this world that should not have kids. There are probably millions and millions of families that should not exist. And society is a reflection of that. These ain't shit parents who shouldn't be having kids, they're just gonna breed and provide the next generation of eight shit parents. Because where is the accountability? These people aren't accountable for their actions, so they're going to raise kids who aren't accountable for their actions. They're going to end up in the system. They're going to end up in prison. They're going to end up on the street. They're going to end up strung out on drugs. That's what we're doing here. See, because people want to pretend that every child has this vast potential. And that's just not the case. Every child does not have the ability to cure cancer. Every child doesn't have the ability to become the next president or the next Nobel Peace Prize winner or next great research scientist or next great power forward. That is an overestimation of potential, and it's a cop out. The statistics say different. People are so much more remarkably average than what they give themselves credit for. And I understand that everybody wants to seem great. Everybody wants to prop themselves up and feel good about themselves and think that they could be the next great something. But that's just not the reality for most of us. It takes so much more. It takes so much more. So, for all these people who are down with this, and people are pumping out babies that they don't want, and the system is flooded, you better be at those adoption agencies for sure. Because if you expecting people to have children that they didn't want to have, somebody needs to step up. Somebody needs to take over. All you pro-lifers, somebody has to take the torch. You know, get them in pairs. You know, because that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. And in 20 years, people are going to say, "I told you so." They're going to say, "Eh, we should have thought about this." See, what they should have done was left Roe v. Wade alone. And they should have amended it. Okay? They should have made it completely 100% to have 100% illegal to have a child or to abort a child after the first trimester is ended. Period. Done. Manslaughter. The doctor who performs it, he's an accessory. He loses his license. He's done. They should have created a federal database for abortions. There's a fixed number of abortions that you can get. And there is a fixed criteria for it. So, if you was cool with Chad shooting it up, sorry, sweetie. That was a consensual sexual encounter. And we all know what the consequence of sex is. We all know that the purpose of fucking is to procreate, is to have a baby. So no abortion for you. You were raped. You have a rape kit done. If it comes back positive, congratulations. You qualify for an abortion. They should have talked and really, really got the opinion of physicians from all sides. And sat down and created a framework for abortion. Not just take it off the table. Because I firmly believe that they didn't. And as polarizing as this issue is, If they had, I feel as if some of these physicians would have stepped forward and said, okay, yeah, they consulted us, and this is what we came up with. But you had nine justices who, I mean, just the sheer amount of effort it takes to become a Supreme Court justice would indicate to me that they have no medical background. So for you to rule on something like this, that is a complete medical issue, without consulting people in that field. And I'm not talking about Joe Schmo at, you know, your local hospital. I'm talking about the foremost authorities on this shit. Speak to these people. Get their real, their concerns. And use that, use those concerns to create your position. This was a knee-jerk reaction. This was purely political, and it was done to stir shit. Because let's be real. Childbirth is down. I'm not 100% sure on the numbers of abortion, but at this point in time, people are reproducing at the lowest rate in modern history. People aren't having sex, and people aren't having babies. So for this decision to come out, it kind of says something else. It sends a different message. We need to have more babies. And I'm not going to get into race or anything, but we need to have more babies. And there needed to be legislation put in place to ensure that. That's why they're going after contraception next. Clarence Thomas said it himself. Justice Clarence Thomas said it himself, that they will be looking into contraception next. So no contraception, no abortion. 2 + 2 = 4, baby. So, and I don't think that is going to have the intended effect that they think it will. Because there have been back alley abortions since abortion been a thing. Those aren't going to stop. As a matter of fact, those are probably going to increase, and women are going to die. You think getting contraception off the shelves is going to work? Nope. Just going to create a black market for that too. CVS, Walgreens, all these other retailers that sell Plan B are reporting shortages. This just happened. Plan B is flying off the shelf. So if you're smart and you got a little bit of paper, go get you some Plan B. Stock up on it. They $50 a pill now. But in a month, you're going to find some guy on eBay selling them for $300 a pop. Easy. So what happens when all these other birth control medications expire? They're no good. People are going to start creating their own bathroom cocktails. Meth labs for birth control. Like, this shit ain't going to be pretty. 64% of people in the United States support abortion. 64%. So what are those 64% gonna do? They all don't live in states that allow for it. So they either have to move. They don't have the means to move. They're gonna have to do what they gotta do. The Supreme Court is busy. They're busy. and they stepping on your rights. They're stepping on your rights. That's the thing with democracy. If there's something in place that creates a safety net for both sides, then it should stay in place. If you're a pro-life person, don't get an abortion. Simple. Have your child, raise it. If you're a pro-choice person and you feel as if you are not ready, or your child was conceived in a nefarious way, in an immoral way, then deal with it. You have the right to go and have your abortion. But when a decision is made sweepingly across the board like this, that disenfranchises the majority of your population, it's nothing more than a political play. Because you can't tell me that a 6 week old child, a 6 week old fetus, is a person. It's not. And you may regard it as a simplistic argument, but that 6 week old embryo, that fetus, it has zero survivability percentage outside of the woman. Zero. 5 months old? Yeah. Our medical technology is advanced enough to take a child who is 5 months old, who is 20 weeks into development, and bring it along until it can be reunited with its mother, reunited with its father. So, you know, what do I know? I'm just a selfish, childless person. But I'd rather be a selfish, childless person than to be a selfish person with child and raise it without the love and support that it deserves. So, thank y'all for listening again. I hope you liked it. And I'll see you next time. Peace.